Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and I do apologize for the delay. We are on PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, and today is February 18th, 2023. I'm Carmen, your host for tonight. God bless you, and I hope you had a great week. Apparently, my phone is now being blocked from going into PGN. So what Prophet Randy has been talking about, that certain companies, after a while, they catch on that you're on the line for so long that they block you. So I guess my use has been blocked. But there's other ways. But I wasn't prepared for it tonight. And we can use Google Phone. So you can dial that app and select a number, and then you can dial in, and it won't block you. All right. Good evening. I am so glad that you're here tonight and ready to hear a word from the Lord. I'm going to take you on a little journey, like I try to every Saturday. I want to begin by telling you, starting with a scripture that came to me this past week. I was watching something on TV, and I've mentioned this show before, The Chosen. I know some people love it, some people hate it, and there's always, you know, people that like things and people that don't like it, things about it. But I feel like the Lord does speak to me through that show many times. And this past week I was watching where the ending of the episode, the season, the last episode of the season, where Peter goes on a boat with the disciples, and Jesus wasn't with them. He stayed behind to pray. And so Peter's the only one that asks Jesus to call him out if it's him. And so let me begin with this reading first, and allow me one moment here. And I will ask for assistance from Daniel. Go ahead, Daniel.
Jesus walks on the sea. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Is it a ghost?" And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God.
Okay, so Peter, when I watched that scene, it moved me because I thought to myself, you know, he's drowning. when he walked towards Jesus, he was walking in faith, but his faith failed. And what I want to bring to you tonight is a different aspect of this. That even though we move out in faith, sometimes we're going to fail. But it is better to move out in faith than to not do anything at all. Because when you're moving in faith, Jesus is there to catch you regardless if you fail or if you succeed. And it's a simple message, but I hope you stay with this tonight and understand that whatever God is moving you to do, to go out into the sea where there's turbulence, there's, you know, it's scary. They were scared. The disciples were scared. But they went out. They went out. Peter got out of the boat. He didn't stay in the boat. He went into the deep of the sea. And it takes courage to do that. But one thing that Prophet Randy was talking to us about this past week, that we should never do anything unless the Lord is leading us to do it. And Peter knew that God will not do anything that he doesn't want to do. That's why he asked God. He asked Jesus, Lord, if it's you, call me out. Call me out into where you're at, you know? And he did. He did. And he stepped out of the boat. He was the only one. You didn't hear the other disciple saying that. And so a lot of times in life, I told my sister one day, I remember telling her that in life, we have storms. We have storms. Some people have more. Some people have less. Sometimes some people seem like they don't have anything, and then all of a sudden their life is turned upside down with storms, like things coming at them all the time, one thing after the other. But as long as you live, it is guaranteed that you'll have some kind of storm. And what I want to leave with you tonight is that no matter what your storms are, they're there to test your faith. But even in that, we should not fear, because Jesus is there to catch us. And it's beautiful to be with him, whether we sink or swim. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're with him. And as long as we're with him, we're good. And, you know, some people will think, well, I failed in my faith. Well, that's okay. Jesus is there with you to help you, to fix whatever you messed up. He's there. He'll make a way. He always does. Now, if you stay on the shore, you'll never know. You'll never know what Jesus is capable of doing in the midst of your mess up. He'll fix up your mess up. So I want to encourage you that whatever storms of life you may face, financial, relational, within your health, whatever that storm may be, God is with you. And he's calling you out to walk on the waters with him. He wants you to take a step of faith out into the waters. And I encourage you this week that you look up the app in your app store and check out the Chosen. Check out season 3, episode 8. And that's where you'll see Peter walking on the water, but then he sinks. But Jesus caught him. And he made mistakes. He continued making mistakes. But we shouldn't focus on the failure. See, Jesus continued working with Peter. And look what God did through Peter later on. So stepping out in faith doesn't mean that you're going to always be perfect. But the Lord knows that you're trying. And he's going to get you to the place where you're going to walk on the water. Amen. So check that episode out of The Chosen. You'll enjoy it very much. I mean, it made me cry. It just touched my heart so much that I didn't even understand what it was that was touching me at the moment. But then later on I realized, you know, the good news is that Jesus is there regardless whether we sink or swim. He's there. And I want to play a song that touches in reference of moving out on the shore, closer to the sea, away from the shore, close to the sea. And I want to share the lyrics to this song before you listen to it. It says, I have come to the place in my life I'm full, but I'm not satisfied. This longing to have more of you, and I can't feel it. My heart is convinced I'm thirsty. My soul can be quenched. You already know this, but still, come and do whatever you want to. I'm standing knee deep, but I'm out where I've never been. And I feel you coming, and I hear your voice on the wind. Would you come and tear down the boxes that I have tried to put you in? Let love come. Teach me who you are again. Would you take me back to the place where my heart was only about you and all I wanted was just to be with you? Come and do whatever you want to. And further, my heart moves away from the shore. Whatever it looks like, whatever may come, I am yours. And further, my heart moves away from the shore. Whatever it looks like, whatever may come, I am yours. And you crash over me, and I've lost control, but I'm free. I'm going under. I'm in over my head. And you crash over me, and that's where you want me to be. I'm going under. I'm in over my head. Whether I sink, whether I swim, oh, it makes no difference when. I'm beautifully in over my head. And whether I sink, whether I swim, it makes no difference when I'm beautifully in over my head. I'm beautifully in over my head. I was looking at what it means to be over, something being over our head, right? Give me a minute here. I wrote something on that. And please excuse my unorganization here. It's that I've been working and I scramble to try to get things in order. Okay. So What does it mean to be in over my head? It means incomprehensible, inextricable, that it can't be explained. It means deep. It means difficult. Peter in the boat with the other disciples, a storm out of nowhere appears. And when he let Jesus call him out, he was in over his head. It was a difficult place. And we may have difficult places at the moment. Some may not. But let me tell you, as long as you're living, there will be those times of difficulty. But Jesus is there with you. Walk in faith. Don't fear. Don't fear. So I love that in the book of Matthew. I love that name, Matthew. It means gift of God. I had named my child. I had lost a child, and that was his name. And the Gospel of Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. And so it's the first one. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So Matthew's Gospel tells us of Jesus, the Messiah of Israel, how Jesus came to his people, the Jews, but was rejected by them. When Jesus resurrected from the dead, he sent his disciples to the Gentiles instead. And that's us. And because of that, we have been adopted into the family of God. So Peter had a hard time with that. But later on, he changed. And everything about him changed. So let God, these difficult moments, things that you don't understand, let him change you. Let be in him. Don't be outside of him. Walk into the deep, further and further from the shore where it's not safe, where it may be scary, but you'll be in him. He'll never leave you. He's there with you, and he'll help you to understand and be stronger in your faith. Everything comes from the Lord, even your faith. So I leave you with that tonight, and let's play that song. Give me a moment. I'm sorry. I'm trying to maneuver here through my phone. All right. All right. Okay, Daniel.
Thank you.
Right. I hope you enjoyed that. It's a beautiful song, a reminder of whether we sink or swim, God is there. He's always there. He's the beautiful one. So I hope you take that message, and whatever you need to have faith for, take a leap of faith knowing that he's there with you. Amen. All right. All right. So, we'll take some calls tonight, and we'll minister to some people. All right. And my first caller is 502-548. Your name and where you're from. 502-548. Your name and where you're from. Hello? 502-548, your hand is raised.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was distracted. Hey, how are you doing, Carmen?
Who's this?
This is Greg from Kentucky, from Louisville.
Oh,
and,
hi.
Hey, yeah, it's been a while. My fiance, Jennifer, from North Carolina. She's on her line. I tried to merge her in, but for some reason my phone would not let her pull her into my call. So she's listening. She didn't press one, but so we're kind of on together. But so she's with
okay.
us.
All right. Well, let me put you on mute, and then I'll pray for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One moment. I'm sorry. It takes me a little while because my computer broke, and so I'm maneuvering here. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for Greg and Jennifer. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this couple. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing in Greg's life, Father God. I just see you like driving, like maybe that has to do with a business or something. But I see you like driving maybe a truck. I'm not sure. And I just see you, you know, like it's moving, it's moving. And so I thank you, Lord, for whatever business that you have. If he doesn't already have it, that you bless him with it, Father God, that you help him, Father God, to move in your in the direction that you would have him move into. I thank you, Father God, because you work all things, even the bad things. You work it all together for our good. And you're working some things for Greg's good, even those bad things, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for that in Jesus' name. And I thank you for Jennifer, Father God. I just see the word wait, waiting, waiting. Like she's waiting, waiting. I saw the word waiting. And Lord, whatever she's waiting on, Lord, give her the patience to wait and not dismay. Father God, that whatever she's waiting on, that it is in your right timing. That is in your perfect timing in the name of Jesus. And that she should not give up. So I thank you, Father God, for Greg and Jennifer. And also, Lord, I pray for their relationship. Father God, that you bless them, that you strengthen them, that you allow them to grow stronger and stronger each day. Focus on you. Together for you. Together for you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, let me get back to them. I have to turn the phone sideways. Okay. Hey, Greg, how
hey.
Are you? God bless
hey.
You.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's been a
God
while.
Bless you, yeah. Yeah.
How are you?
Good. Good. Spend a good bit of time driving for my job.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, I work for a paint and body supply company, and I call on body shops to sell them, you know, paint supplies and paint and body shop supplies. And sometimes I
wow.
actually make deliveries as well. So,
yeah, oh, wow.
I'm on the road pretty much every day.
Yeah, there's something about what I was seeing that it's not just I sense like the Lord will want you to have something of your own. That's what I sensed when I picked it up, when I sensed what the Lord was trying to say. I don't know if you've even considered that. But,
I go back and forth.
Oh, so you have thought of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did it for several years. I just got burnt out, and I went to corporate America and worked in, you know, for big companies, huge corporations for about 11 or 12 years. And this year, yeah, I got burnt out on that, so I'm working with a family business right now, and it's about
oh, okay.
as close to working for myself as I can get without actually, you know,
okay.
starting something new. But yeah, it's corporate America is literally just sucking my soul right out of me. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Well, I'm not sure if it's that route, but you pray about it. Because tonight's message is about moving in the deep, right? Whether we
yeah.
sink or swim, but we know that when we're with the Lord and he's the one that's guiding us, he's going to be there to catch us. So I'm not sure what if it's something of your own or you just pray about it and allow God to lead you and don't move until he leads you. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because remember what
Absolutely.
Peter did. He waited for the Lord to call
yeah.
on him, for him to step out.
Right. And then keep my eyes on him for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
But pray about it. Don't leave it in limbo. practice praying, and God will show you.
Okay. Yeah.
So how is Miss Jennifer?
She's doing well. I wish she could answer you, but since she's, I don't know if you can pull her in. I couldn't.
Okay. Did she dial in?
Yeah, she just didn't press one. The
828-929.
Yeah, if you can pick her up. Yeah,
828-929.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 989. My bad.
You don't know her number.
It's in my memory. It's saved in my memory on my phone. I don't always.
Okay. Jennifer, are you there?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
There she is.
How are you? God bless you.
Oh, I'm so blessed. I'm so wonderful. Yeah. Thanks to this man right here. He and the man upstairs too.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. Well, how's everything going?
It's going as I believe God has planned it. I am waiting. Waiting for quite a lot, actually. And it seems like it's taken forever, but I'm going to hang in there. Apparently, he hasn't forgotten about me, so working on things.
Oh, no, he would. Yes, he's working in the background without you even realizing. He's putting certain things together. The thing is that we have to continue walking in faith and allowing him to finish it in his perfect timing. It's like I was praying with Brother Daniel about a certain thing, and we saw a glimpse of hope, but then I didn't continue praying for it, and then it just, that thing, that particular thing for a certain person didn't come to pass, and I was like, oh my goodness, I should have kept praying, and I stopped because I don't know why I had stopped. I assumed, you know, that was enough. But we pray until we see it. Amen? We pray, we thank him, we praise him. You know, once we get the answer in our spirit, we continue praising him and thanking him for that. So in your waiting, just continue. Continue worshiping him, continue seeking him until he shows you what to do next. Amen.
Amen.
While I'm waiting.
I will do that.
While
Amen.
I'm waiting is the song that I'm hearing while I'm waiting. While I'm waiting. I don't know if you heard that song.
By Michael. Is it one by Michael W. Smith? Is that?
No.
I think
no,
so.
It's a different one. I forget his name.
I have a song playing in my head right now. I'm assuming he's putting that in my mind.
Okay. So while you're waiting, you continue doing what you need to do, like you're always doing, you know? While you're waiting, you worship him. While you're waiting, you're seeking him. While you're waiting, you're waiting on him, on God. And then the answers to your prayers, whatever it is that you're waiting for. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Greg, do you have a prayer request or a testimony, something you want to say?
I mean, testimony is just watching how God has just unbelievably, miraculously moved both in my career and in my relationship with Jennifer. The job I have now, I was just so, so dissatisfied with the job I'd had and the corporation that I worked for. It was a horrible, horrible company culture and management style. And I was just, I wanted out. And when it first started, you know, that I felt that way, got very specific. I was like, well, you know, I saw the writing on the wall and I was like, well, I even told Jennifer, I'm like, oh, time to pull out the resume, polish it up and get it out there. And God said, no. He said, you are not sending resumes out because I'm going to do this. And if you send resumes out, then you will think that your resume got you this job or that your skills.
Amen.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No resume. I will do this. So took longer than anticipated, but I had one company contact me through Indeed. Another one was word of mouth. Another paint rep told them about me. Another one, I walked into one of their stores and did not even know if they had paint reps or not. It was an O'Reilly parts store, but they sell paint. And a friend of mine's a district manager, and he's in a store by my house, and he never comes to the store. I mean, I've seen him in several years, maybe twice in that store. He happened to be there that day, and he and I talked for a little bit and told him what I was doing, and I was unhappy. And I just like, do y'all have a paint rep? And he goes, well, we did. He just quit last week. So we sent everything up. Yeah, he sent everything up. So I thought this was the shoe-in, right? I thought this is it. You know, got appointed. I walked in, blah, blah, blah. So the guy was supposed to get with me a couple of weeks later because he was so busy. And I was just kind of waiting out the two or three that, you know, had reached out and interviewed and whatever. And then out of the blue, I go to a friend of mine's shop, for a very good friend of mine, had a body shop, but he did not buy from the company I was with. He buys from the company I'm with now. And he, I don't really stop and visit him that much on, you know, business, during business, because he didn't buy from that company. And I just popped in this particular day. It was three Thursdays ago. And just happened to pop in. And after, you know, a couple of months or so of waiting through all this stuff, you know, the companies had contacted me, wanted to interview, wanted to talk, whatever. I just popped in my friend's shop and we talked. I didn't ask him if he knew anybody looking. All I did, I told him I was unhappy where I was at and named off the people that had talked to me and told him basically that, you know, I was hoping, you know, one of them worked out soon. And that's it. Left. Day he called me and he said, hey, this guy on this supply house was just at my shop. I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah. He goes, he wants to talk to you. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. He needs a rep and he wants to talk to you. So I called him and we talked for a little bit, met with him and his daughter the following Monday. And Tuesday I was hired. It was 6 days from the time that actually it was six days from the time I walked into my buddy's shop and talked to him until my first actual day on the job of the new job. 6 days.
Wow.
And I didn't ask for anything. Did not ask for anything. I just walked in, told my buddy, I'm not happy. I'll talk to, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. They've interviewed me and I'm waiting on this or that or the other. And 6 days later, I was working for this company I didn't even know. Family-owned company, not a big corporation, treats me like family. I've heard them say in the last 2.5 weeks how much they appreciate me, how glad I came on board, more than I've heard in the last 12 years in corporate America.
Wow.
So, yeah, that is huge, huge.
You were in the
God
right
moment.
Place at the right time. God created that. God
Absolutely.
Allowed that to happen.
Divine connection. God appointed.
Right.
And then just, you know, watching how he's done that several times before, literally dropped stuff right in my lap on my career stuff. And, and just what he's done, you know, and Jennifer and I, my relationship over the last 13 months, and especially just, I mean, he just absolutely bulldozed and showed us something totally new back in October. And then I think it was a couple of weeks ago, he just added a whole new element to that. And then again, it was last Sunday, and then again today. Just like these breakthroughs and these huge aha moments that he's just growing and teaching and guiding and just confirming that there's absolutely no doubt that he is in the midst of it and put us together for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Growing my faith, growing her faith. But, yeah, So, I mean, really, do I need prayer? I mean, we all need prayer, but just that God just continues to work and that we continue to listen and follow his will and not let ourselves get in the way.
Yes. I like the way you said listen. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's real. The important part, the listening part, being quiet and listening. You know, we want to be talking all the time. But as you were talking, I sense that those connections that don't seem like they're a connection, that you keep them close and also look at them as divine connections because God has allowed them for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Keep them. Yeah, they're also, you know, I'm sensing that God is saying they are also divine connections and see them as divine connection. Why? I don't know. But keep that in mind. Brother Daniel, do you have anything for Greg? He's also a businessman and he deals with a lot of people. Go ahead.
Yes, I was... I'm right with you, Greg, and the Lord just gave me this one here for you. It's Proverbs 19:21. It says, there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that's counsel, that will stand. So as you're speaking it, he just confirmed it for me here on that when he had me look at this Proverbs. That, you know, he's in control of it, and you acknowledge it, and things will be good. And, you know, I'm in corporate America. I know exactly what you're going through. I think hearing you was good for me at the same time. Jennifer, he took me to Psalm 91:9, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you. So in your weight with no fear. Amen. All good.
Amen.
Wow, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, let's pray for them, Daniel. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift up Greg and Jennifer, Father God. I pray, Father God, for Greg's venture in that business, Father God, with that family. Lord, we just pray that, Father God, that you give him creative ideas, that you allow him to even move even more, that he'll be like a Joseph with this family,
yes.
That he'll help them to move forward in such a way that they are even, that he's blessed and they're even more blessed to have him, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you would increase in him, Father God, that wisdom, that, Father God, that insight, to know the things that he needs to do, the things that he needs to do for the business, for his family, for his relationship with Jennifer, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you lead him and guide him in everything that he goes to do in Jesus' name. And for Jennifer, Father God, I lift her up, Father God. I pray, Father God, that that you give her that patience in the waiting, Father God. That as she is waiting, that she's preparing, Father God, that she's preparing. So when the time is right for that thing that she's waiting on, Father God, that she's prepared, she's ready. She's ready to take it on and to do what it is that you want her to do. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Father God. Bless her in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives, for allowing them to shine, because you shine through them, in Jesus' name. Danny?
Amen.
Daniel?
Yes, Father God, we give you all the glory, the praise, Lord. Lord, this family that Greg is working with, Father God, you know, every time they tell him that they're grateful for him coming, Father God, he will hear that more and more and more and more, Lord. You know, because they are grateful that you sent Greg to them, Father God. And, Lord, we also bless Jennifer, Lord, as Carmen says, that her you know, her wisdom is her strength also, Father God, that she, you know, patiently wait, patiently support, and just believe in everything that Greg is doing, Lord, because he is listening to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Daniel. Amen. Daniel, can you share a bit of insight of what connections have meant, even those that not necessarily seem like they're a connection? I just feel like you have some insight there.
Okay. Well, I think, Greg, you understand the business world. And a lot of times it's a people business. Corporate America has lost sight of that. I live what you're going through without you having to say it. And
please tell me you're not working for LKQ.
No, but it's a similar, you know, scenario sometimes. But yet, you know, when you go out, the difference is that the Lord shines through you. And I think that's my blessing, is that everybody says, well, how is it that you're able to get to those people that nobody else could talk to, or get through the doors that nobody else could open? And you and I both know it's not us, okay? It's not us at all. It's because of the Lord, his favor over us, exactly. So, you know, listening to you, I was just relating that. I was just over here smiling to myself. I thought, oh, boy,
yeah.
I'm not the only one. And yet I see that family, as Carmen mentioned, you know, you're their Joseph. So you're doing it for them as if it was for your company.
Yeah,
but you and I,
absolutely.
You and I both do our work as if we're doing it for the Lord. So we do it in excellence, and that's how we look at things. So, you know, I'm with you step by step. I'll keep you in my prayers. I know what you've gone through and what you're going through.
I will for you too, bud.
Yes, please. Amen. So, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. And one thing that I've learned and I've seen a lot through listening to Daniel talking, that he'll meet somebody and he doesn't take any relationships for granted. And eventually they are a blessing later on for something else, if you see what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely. Yeah, my dad was like that.
Those divine connections, yeah.
Yeah.
We learn to respect other people, and we never know how they might come into play for something that they'll be blessed, and we will be blessed for something in the future. So always keep that in mind. Some people are kind of brutish, and they don't know how to treat people. I see that all the time, especially the young people. Young people don't realize, you know, that relationships are important. And in whatever level that is, you know, whether a friend or someone you're dating, or people at church, people at work, that everything is interconnected with us. And we have to learn to respect each other. Because we never know. And when we don't do that, it's like the person that mistreated everybody at a certain job, and then they go to a new job and find out that the person that they mistreated in the other job is the same person that is above them in the new job.
Yeah.
you see what I'm saying? So something about that connection. Learning, asking God to give you wisdom and all of that. So I am so happy for you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was told a long time ago, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yes.
When it comes to business.
Yeah.
So, and I know the one who knows all, so it starts there.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
But yeah, word of mouth is caring. Yeah, it's good. So it's favorite.
And our reputation.
I mean, I see it every day.
Yeah, people get to know us, who we really are, and then later on, they comment things about us, and it opens doors too. It opens doors. So thank you, Lord, for that, for what you're stirring in their hearts and what you're doing in this new chapter in their life. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Is there anything else you want prayer for that we can cover and touch?
I asked Jennifer.
Miss Jennifer.
We both are believing for some like miracle healings, new body parts and such. So I'm fully expecting it. So if you could just stand in agreement with us, for healing.
Are you the one that's needing it?
No, I've had five joints replaced.
Mm-hmm.
I have metal in five joints.
Body.
Okay, five joints?
Mm-hmm. Five joints have been replaced. Yeah, I have some really weird, rare degenerative disease that was genetic, and it causes my cartilage to
wear out.
I mean, it affects my heart, my ears, every joint, ligaments, tendons. It takes its toll.
Well, just remember that every Thursday we have communion, and that changes our DNA. The DNA that we're born with is changed. And Jesus already remembered, he already paid for that. So let's take it and remember him. And sometimes it's good to take that same recording throughout the week and just, you know, do communion with it.
Yeah.
And pray, you know, and take your communion daily. And that's your medicine. As you're taking communion, I take it like when I'm taking it, I feel like I'm taking that, like whatever medicine I need emotionally, physically, spiritually, mm-hmm. everything that I need, I take it. And the more I do it, the more my DNA changes. It's like medicine or like a vitamin. Like when you take a vitamin, you don't see it at first, but the more you do it, eventually, then you start noticing it. So the same thing I say with communion, remembering what he did for us. And I recommend you do that. And before you know it, you'll be totally healed. But we'll pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father God, for our brother. And we ask you, Father God, for him and for anyone else on the line that may be having similar issues with the joints, with the cartilages, with the heart, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you restore all those parts, the ears, the ear cartilage, for the hearing, Father God, for everything. Father God, I pray a total work in his whole body, Father God, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Pray that, Father God, that he will sense it even more as he takes communion, that he'll sense the reversal of all these things that are in his family's bloodline. And we thank you, Lord, because his family bloodline is Jesus. Is Jesus. Is
absolutely,
blood.
Absolutely.
And so we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because that's transforming our DNA in the natural. And we thank you for that. And we thank you, Father God, for even up to the little bitty, bitty, bitty cellular, the little cellular to the last part, Father God, that everything turns around, that everything turns in the name of Jesus, that every DNA strand is corrected in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. And I'm even seeing it. Even as it's turning, it's doing what it's supposed to do in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, because he's going to sense that healing touch, Father God, more and more. And sometimes some people get it quickly. Some others get it a little slower. It's, I don't know why, but it happens. But keep on moving in faith and stepping out in faith and believing God, taking communion, believing and trusting in Him. And we thank you, Lord, for that. And for anyone else that's going through that, Father God, bring healing and alignment in their bodies, in their selves, in their DNA, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Yeah, Daniel, I normally call Daniel Danny, so I'm going to call him Danny the way I call him. Danny, do you have any?
I just stand in agreement. I mean, Father God, as you know, your word says that, you know, Greg reaches out to touch your garment, Father God. Jennifer reaches out to touch your garment, Lord. And that's all it takes, Father God, that our faith allow us to get to that point, Father God, that we just reach out and touch you, Lord, and you in turn, you know, heal us from anything that we're going through. So, Father God, we just, all of us, Father God, reach out for your garment now, Lord, through any of our aches and pains and issues, Father God. And we reach out to you as the word has said, that then as soon as we touch you, Father God, we know that the healing has taken place. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, that's funny that you say that, because that in that scripture, Matthew 14, at the end, it says, when they crossed over, they came to the land of the Gennesaret. Gennesaret. And when the men of the place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. And that's funny, because there was a woman that did that, and I guess they heard about it. They heard that she was healed by touching the hem of his garment. So think about it, the posture that we have to take in order to touch the hem of his garment. It's a humbling posture. And so they knew to humble themselves before him to receive that healing. So, you know, it's funny that Danny just mentioned that. Only touch the hem of his garment and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. So it is humbling to come before the Lord, and we come humbly come before you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to do this for our brother and for any other person that may be listening that may need this right now. And we thank you for that. And we know that you are a good God, that you are a God of healing. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. And we thank you for that healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. All right. Anything else, Miss Jennifer?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
It's good. Oh, it's good to hear you. It's been a while. Well, God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you, Greg. Do you have anything else to say, Greg? I guess he dropped. All right. Okay. All right, Miss Jennifer. Well, God bless you. And
God bless you both.
Continue to take communion. And we praise the Lord. Amen. All right.
Amen.
God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. All righty. Let me turn this phone on the side. All right. Greg, are you there? Do you have anything else to say? All right.
No, thank you all so much.
All right. God bless you. Have a blessed week.
God bless you all. Amen.
All right. Amen. Okay. 214-288, your name and where you're from. Oh, wait a minute. No. Okay, 420-214, your name and where you're from. 402-214. I'm sorry, I'm being a little dyslexic. All right. Are you there? Your name and where you're from? 402-214?
Yeah, hi, Carmen. It's Sharon, New York.
Hey, Miss Sharon. Okay. Let me mute you and I'll pray for you. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Sharon. Thank you, Father God, for our sister. Thank you, Lord. I sense that there are some days that you're struggling. You're struggling. But know that the Lord is there with you. He's the one that's carrying you. He's the one that's lifting you up. And sometimes we think that we are by ourselves and that he's not listening, but he's there. Have you ever heard of the poem Footprints in the Sand? Well, I found a scripture the other day that had something to do with that. And I'm like, so that's where they got it from. Whoever wrote that poem wrote it from a scripture. And right now I can't remember the scripture that I read it from. But what it's saying is that God is lifting us up. And even though we may not see him, his footprints are all over our lives. Without him, even though we don't see him, he's there. He's the one that's carrying us. And the poem went something like they were going through troubles and they only were able to see two footprints, their own. And then when they found out at the end that it was the Lord that it was his footprint, and they were there because he was the one that was carrying the person. So the Lord is telling you tonight that he's carrying you, Miss Sharon. He's the one that's carrying you. You have a hard time with walking, but he's lifting you up. Spiritually speaking, he's lifting you up. And so continue trusting in him, and this is what I have for you. Daniel, do you have anything for me, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm in the same thought process. I'm in the First Theologians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you will be whole before the Lord comes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Ms. Sharon, how are you?
Yeah, hi. Amen. Thank you so much. You know, I worry about that a lot, about not being able to be whole so that I can help people, you know, and not be a burden. So that was really nice to have that passage. And Footprints in the Sand, I used to keep a big poster of that when
really?
I was younger. Yeah, you want to hear something really cool? And it just makes me sick. All of my Bibles and everything is in storage in Omaha, and I hope I can get them somehow. But my daughter was in California, and she was actually thinking, I can't remember exactly what she was asking God, but she was praying to him, you know, in her mind. But she was just walking on the beach and she was looking at the beautiful water. And so she took a photograph, and I swear to you, on that photograph, you see one like raised footprint, you know, like it was only your right foot or something. Like a few footprints in the sand in front where she took the photo, but there was nothing there in real life, you know, when she took it. It just showed up in the photograph, and it reminded me of that prayer, you know, footprints in the sand. Yeah, that's so great.
I found
because
it.
Did you good?
Let me read it to you.
Okay.
It says, oh.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Yeah, it's a little challenging for me to work with this phone. Okay. Oh, I had it. Give me 1 minute. All right. Okay. Oh, the screen is doing funny things. Okay. It says, one night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed a scene from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to him and the other to the Lord. Oh, now we chopped it up. Sorry. Oh, I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, from operating, trying to operate against this in Jesus' name. The enemy must know that it's important. Okay.
He noticed in the worst times of his life, he only saw one set of footprints. So he asked the Lord, why? Why is there only one set? Why weren't you there with me when I needed
you? Yes, I got it here.
Okay.
Yeah. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there were only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest time in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trouble, trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. I love that. Yes. Yes. I'm glad you reminded me of it.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I remember that when I was a teenager, a poem came out. It seemed like posters were coming up everywhere. I just thought of that. So he's with me, Ms. Sharon. Do you have a testimony for us tonight?
God's working on stuff right now for me.
Amen.
I see it. Yeah.
Good.
I'm still working
Praise
on
Praise God.
Me. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I sense a change in you. I sense a change in you. A big difference from a year ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
There is a big difference happening in you. I can sense it.
Yeah. I started this year feeling more acceptance and more at peace, you know, with being here.
Praise God.
I mean, my whole life was uprooted.
Yes, but God is doing something wonderful in
you.
Well,
you know, everything was taken from me. Everything. Everything. I mean, I got a few things in storage and I just lost one of those storages. I came out here with a suitcase and my dog.
and that's it, and barely able to walk. I mean, at my age,
and what
have
you learned?
Start over.
What have you learned through all of that?
But what I learned was, if that's what I needed to get me here, you know, because I wouldn't have come otherwise. And if I hadn't come, I wouldn't be able to see my grandchildren or anything, you know? I mean, he was able to help me only because that happened.
So you realize that things weren't really what you needed. It was him, and he's there with you. Things don't make a difference. It's God, right?
Right. But I mean, it wasn't that I didn't have God. I mean, I had God there too.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But I just had to go through a whole lot. I mean, if I hadn't become homeless, I couldn't have gotten the help I needed to be able to live here.
Mm. Well,
it's very expensive here.
Yes, it is. It is. It's expensive over there. So he's turned things around, and he's giving you what you didn't have before. Now you have more. And you're closer to your family. Thank you, Jesus. That's wonderful. Yeah, I could sense it in you. There's, I don't know everything that's gone on in your life, but I could sense it. I could even hear it in your voice. There's a difference in you. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want
anything
for prayer that you want us to pray about tonight?
Yes. I have my friend Kevin that I wanted to have you pray for.
Okay. Is there anything specific?
No, just in general.
Okay. Daniel, can you pray for Kevin?
Father God, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, we lift up our brother Kevin, Father God. And Lord, you know his situation, Lord, or whatever he's going through, Father God, that he turned to you, Lord, but that he also understand that he is forgiven for whatever has happened. He needs to forgive himself, clear that thought in his mind. Lord, allow him to see the opening at the end of the tunnel, Father God. The tunnel that's been, you know, really closed, Lord, is starting to open now, Father God. Allow him to take those steps, Lord, even if you carry him, Father God. Just get him to that point where he's able to step out in faith and send him a message, Lord, that he knows, that he knows, that he knows that it came from you, Father God. Not from someone else telling him, Lord, that he knows in his own way that it came from you, Father God. And, Lord, we just ask that you move on that quickly, Lord. Let him just know that the prayers that are being lifted up for him, Father God, that you have heard us, Lord, and that we know that you're going to directly talk to him, touch him in whatever way it's necessary for him to know that it's not just someone, that it's you. Father God, we just ask that in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Amen. All right, Miss Sharon. It's always good to hear you.
You too. You too. God bless you. Thank
God
you so
bless.
Much.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye. All right. Next caller is 804-218. All right.
You know who this is? This is Angie, and I pushed my button before you got to me.
You knew that I was going to pick on you?
I'm a little quicker on the draw tonight.
All right, let's pray for Miss Angie. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Miss Angie, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for that joy, Father God, that in the midst of anything that's going on, she has joy because she knows who she serves. Thank you, Father, for her joy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Angie, Father God. God is working undercover, is what I'm hearing. God is working undercover. Undercover. Thank you, Lord, for whatever it is that you're doing undercover. You don't want the enemy to know. So we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the secret mission in Jesus' name. What are you up to, Miss Andy? Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for the word and how to leave somebody so intrigued and gonna have to go, what does that mean? What does that mean? Undercover. There's a secret.
Undercover.
You know women can't stand secrets. What are you doing here?
God's working undercover. He's not because he knows the enemy. He knows the enemy when the enemy is in the know. The enemy tries to stop things from happening. But when God works undercover, the enemy doesn't know what God is up to. So we thank the Lord for that. So what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, just sharing my stories to anybody who want to listen. You know. Or my experience or whatever. I mean, I've had, you know, some of the people that are around me have, you know, kind of reached out or whatever, and I say, well, I can't tell you much, but I can tell you that what I went through, you know, and how, you know, what kind of way I went, it's not a pattern, it's not a formula, but I can tell you, you know, where I had to go to get what I got.
What have you been working on in your kitchen lately?
Trying to dig my way back out of the mess I created the last time I was in there. I haven't created anything. I'm trying to put it back in order so I can start all over again, you know, because you pull this and that. So,
have you ever heard
of
collagen? The collagen that they've been talking about around. Have you heard about that or people using that?
Collagen. I haven't really looked into that too much. I'm more into the oils and the tinctures and the actual teas. You know, collagen is, I can't even tell you what that is.
Well, they sell that.
Other than it's a supplement that people take. But I think it's colostrum, which is the same base. I think colostrum would work better than collagen from colostrum.
Where you get colostrum?
Colostrum is how it's like mother's milk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want nobody to
eat
mother's
milk. But I haven't researched. I haven't researched where it come from, so I don't know if it's a plant base or a blend of plant bases.
Well,
but I kind of touched.
I
kind of hit that subject, but I didn't dive in it too deep because it wasn't where I was running.
Well, I heard some lady on YouTube that was talking about collagen and how she was having joint pains. And began taking this, like, scoops of it in her water or whatever she was drinking. It doesn't taste like anything, she says.
And it helps with the hair, with the nails, with a lot of things in the body. And before you know it, over a month or two, she started feeling better. She definitely saw her skin looking better. Her hair was becoming thicker.
I know for your skin to get look better, you have to get the liver. Your liver has to function.
Okay.
Because your liver is your filter of your blood system, and any dark spots, or you know, a lot of people call them sunspots or whatever. Your liver is. You can use olive oil with lemon, you know, but you have to get real olive oil because they have tainted so much. You've got to research what's really, you know, you really kind of want real olive oil, you know. You don't want what they're calling olive oil. They're getting,
expensive.
The marketing out here and the way they twist things, you have to dive real deep to even get the purity and the result of what they're saying you can achieve, is what I'm saying.
There's dandelion tea that you can clean your liver, milk thistle.
Milk thistle, yes, parsley. Milk thistle, nettles. You know, nettles is good. If you keep your kidney, you got to keep your kidneys functioning and your liver functioning. And with I don't know if people are paying attention to the train derailing, but that Ohio River, where that spill is, that toxic spill is, goes from the top of the United States to the Mississippi. And that chemical spilled. So those chemicals and stuff that has been coming down that water, going into the ground and groundways and stuff, there's going to be some repercussions from that. So we're going to really need to pay attention to keeping your organs clean so you can function.
Yeah, it is important and to drink clean water.
But if all of the water has these chemicals in it, because I'm telling you, it goes from the top of the United States all the way to Mississippi.
Wow. That reminds me of in California, I think it was Barstow. What city was that? No, it wasn't Barstow. It was some city near that. They made a movie out of it. Julia Roberts came out in it, where she was a regular woman working with a lawyer, and she goes investigating. What was the name of that city?
I just watched it. I watched that movie that last month.
Really?
Yeah, with Julia Roberts.
Yeah, and they found they were poisoning the water, and people were getting cancer. This was a true story, and she fought for them. And,
So, I mean, I don't know what to say about it, and that we're going to have to keep our eye on it, because, you know, we're going to have to figure out how to remove those chemicals to get good water.
Well, the Bible says that water is going to be expensive. So they're going to make it a money machine, you know. Just right now, I don't know if in your area you've seen that distilled water. It's hard to find.
Distilled water is the The still water, what the still water means is they bring it to a certain temperature and kill it all out. It has no, and then they, you know.
No minerals or anything?
Right. The distilled water is dead water.
Well, I've noticed
I don't think you can boil out chemicals. They have to be filtered out or, you know, there has to be something that takes, that counteracts the chemical.
So you don't think that distilled water is pure enough? Well, they say that it's not good to drink distilled water constantly.
No, you can
use
no.
Minerals.
Distilled water is water boiled at a certain temperature to kill everything in it, every microorganism in it. It's dead water.
Okay.
But when you travel overseas, you don't want to drink anything but distilled water because their water is different than our water. So we're told.
It is.
You know, when you travel, you know, that's one of the things they tell you: don't drink the water. You know, buy the water. Don't even brush your teeth with the water. You know, use distilled water.
Yeah, people have gotten parasites and things like that.
Well, I mean, you know, some of this is probably overhyped or I don't know, but I guess we all could use some charcoal filtering.
Because
that will take, you know, charcoal, and you can actually add charcoal to your diet. Yeah. All I'm just saying is that, you know, we need to, you know, we as a people need to strategize a little bit and think about what just took place.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the Ashbury, let's just think about, there's a great massive move of God. Why all of a sudden the people are crying out? What are they recognizing? You know what I'm saying? We need God. We need a miracle. We're going to need something that's going to be able to turn this water sweet.
Wow, yeah. That's in the Bible, too, remember?
You know, I remember one of the prophets that added something to take the bitter out of the water so that they could drink it again because the water became. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, you know, we need that miracle again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking,
amen.
That's what I'm thinking. When you're looking at the magnitude of what just took place, and I know they're not really, you know, over it, you know, over. Put it to you this way, we've heard more about COVID than we'll ever hear about this water spill. But water is the essence of life, and the people in the area, their animals are dead, their chickens are dead.
Yeah, that's what happened in that movie. Well, it was a true story.
Everything. This is just within a few hours of the incident. That's how toxic that plume, yes. And the train rode 40 miles with those chemicals coming out. The 40 miles, and then it was derailed at the top of the river.
Oh, my goodness.
And the river that feeds from the top of the United States to the Mississippi. And if you don't believe me, look it up.
Yeah.
Google.
Oh, wow.
Search it. We need a miracle. This ain't time to play church now. You better pick your side and drop. We need some mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Well,
yeah, used the water, it's burned them in their face now. So the water is contaminated.
That's skin contact, and that's at the top end. This is flowing all the way through. It's designed to kill the heartland. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Wow.
God, we need a miracle. We're in war. This is a different kind of war. The bombs aren't going off, but we've got to wake up.
somebody put the coffee pot on, bring out the ammonia, you know, stop popping them little, you remember them ammonia pills when you would, somebody would faint, you'd pop them and they'd get that sniff of ammonia and bring them right out.
Yeah.
Back
yeah,
in the day.
They don't do that anymore.
We need some folks to be popping some ammonia right now in people's face and say, wake up, wake up.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
The acid rain that's coming down, that came down, was eating through the metal and the cars.
Wow.
The paint to the metal.
Wow, that's...
The governor blew the thing up, said it was the best way to do. FEMA hadn't even got there yet. President Trump ordered, I don't know why Trump did the ordering. I don't even know why they're saying Trump said to, you know, send FEMA in. But that's what I heard. Trump is the one that said send FEMA in or call FEMA or do something. Nobody has moved on it.
When did this happen?
Today.
This week.
Uh-huh.
This week.
Oh, God.
Another chemical plant has been blown up down or caught a fire, not blown up, so to say, but caught a fire near Disneyland in Florida, Kissimmee, Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. We need to lift this up in prayer.
But the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
And it'll lead, you know, I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just trying to say, wake up. You know, we're going to need some proactive things to take place to counteract what's taking place. And God's people are supposed to have the solutions to this pollution.
Yep. So let's lift it up in prayer.
You know, we definitely do. We need to pray for the United States. We need to pray for the heartland. We need to pray for the, you know, where that water to somehow or another stop what's taking place. Because the water. Uh-huh.
It's in your heart so strong. I feel like you need to bring it in prayer, and we'll back you up in prayer. Go ahead.
Okay. What am I shooting? I'm going to have a call you. Holy God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that there would be a release of a solution to what's taking place in our country. Father God, there are many that have turned their face, and many of them have got cold hearts, but you still have your people here with warm, fiery hearts that love you and reaching, crying out to you for mercy. Mercy for the families, mercy for the animals, the vegetation, the riverbed, the fish, you know, all of the whole ecosystem, you know, because it all worships. The earth moans and groans for the mature sons and daughters of God to rise up and to take a hold and face the chaos and calm the storm and bring peace back to the land, Father God, with your spirit. Not by might, not by our strength, but it is by your spirit, oh God. And we cry for mercy. Mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. Danny, you have anything to say?
No, I just concur that, you know, we just need to keep an eye on all that's going on. The slow response, I know what she's talking about. That's been the whole issue, that, you know, people didn't even go out to help them. So we just asked our government to step it up in Jesus' name.
Mm. Well, I've been so out of it working physically, this job is very taxing. I mean, I love working, but it's just very demanding, and I need a different job. I need a job where I can.
Can I clue you in on something, my friend? When you ask for a job, you get a job. But I'd ask for some money. Because you want me to tell you a money miracle story?
Go for it.
It was after my husband had an aneurysm, and I had to shut the business down, and that was, you know, we worked together, and it was kind of like, you know, you tie two ox together so they can pull the wagon, you know, even though one of the wheels might be a little limpy, you know, they're still dragging that wagon. We're still pulling it, you know. So anyway, he ended up with a brain aneurysm and had a 5% chance to live, but, you know, and God brought him out on the day he said he was going to bring him out. He did what he said he was going to do, and, you know, but I had shut down the business, which that was the beginning of the season, which set you up for all through the, you know, the rest of the, you know, you get your clientele or your list built up in your first, you know, the first wave, because people that are doing home improvement will continue to order things to fix up the yards and do that, because we was in landscaping, you know, in the landscaping business. So anyway, I shut the business down, which almost put us at, you know, at a disadvantage. So come around the end of July, August, had nothing. And I had my hand on my head, and I was laying on the couch, and my daddy come in and said, "Get up, lazy girl." And I said, "Not now, Pop." I said, "I can't handle it right now. I'm trying to work this out." He goes, "What's the matter?" I said, "I'm trying to figure out what I need to do, you know." I was praying for $2,500. I need $2,500, Doc. You know, I got to keep the wheels running, and I got to pay for the materials, you know, that I've already put down, you know. So I'm rocking a hard place, and I got my hand over my head, one foot on the floor, laying across it, and I get a phone call from somebody out of Canada wanting somebody to go around and pick up plastic bags and start the East Coast recycling program for those plastic bags. I put my light hauling, you know, that's where they found me. And because I had seven different inserts in the yellow pages. And he found me in the weirdest, odd place, you know. And he's calling me from Canada. He goes, "I'm such and such, and I'm from the TCL," you know, the name of the company was TCL Easter, and I'm, you know, out of Canada, and we need someone in the, you know, in your area in the United States to go around at the Hannaford stores to start the recycling program for the East Coast, you know. And I'm going, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And he goes, "I want to send you $2,500.
Whoa.
And, yeah, and I'm like, okay, sure you want to send me $2,500, you know, world. That even shook my hand, right? You didn't even see my face. You don't even know. You're calling me, and I'm driving a 71 GMC Chevrolet Dodge truck. That means it's pieced together and limping down the road, right? But sure, send me $2,500. Throw your money on the table." So anyway, I said, "Yeah, sure. You know, what, you know." So we'll send this. This is for whatever you need to do to get set up. You can spend it any way you want to. And I'm like, "Sure, you know." He goes, "I'm going to send it to you FedEx." I said, "Okay." And I hung up the phone. I said, "We'll see if that check shows up." And you know what? The next day, FedEx delivered the check for $2,500. And I went around and collected those plastic bags.
Wow.
And they paid me 2 years, $750 retainer fee money, just to go cash a check. And then called me and told me that they were sorry they're going to have to let me go. I was like, you know, yeah, I was wondering when the train was going to end. You know, because all I was doing was cashing their check.
Wow.
I know. Wow. So I was just telling you, it's better to pray for money than it is for a job. That's all I'm saying. You know, yeah, you want to do something for it, you know. But, you know, don't make me sweat.
Well, how is it that Prophet Randy says that we should pray the, oh, my goodness, I went blank now. Danny helped me out here. He says something about earning more and working less.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I need. To earn more and work less. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
And I even
working.
Have a plaque of say. I even have a plaque on my wall where they sent me a letter stating that they appreciated my services of excellence and la, 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 la. I put it, you know, I framed it. Because that's my, they might have called themselves PCL, but I call them PTL. Praise the Lord, the check come again.
But it came to an end.
Well, it did, and then they called me back, and I did a little side gig for them again because I was in another bad spot. And he goes, I can't even put the buffalo back on the nickel. You know what I'm saying? Don't think that I can't bring something that you thought was gone back. You know, and doggone it, in about less than probably about a couple of weeks. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, God. What can you bring back that I'll, you know? And the people called me and wanted me to, you know, do a little thing and sent me big money for a little job, but it was great. But he brought it back.
Wow.
You see what I mean? So, you know, God has a way of speaking and tapping on
that
the doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you I got lots of stories. I live from one adventure to the next.
Oh,
and totally clueless every day.
Do you have anything for us to pray for you tonight, or you want to say something? Another story, another testimony.
I'll tell you another story. Well, you know, I could chatter all night long, you know, on the stories, just whatever prompts you. You have to kick around the rocks to see what rolls out. You know what we're talking about, but yeah.
Well, do you have anything you want us to pray about?
Well, yeah, I would like to have.
You went blank.
I did go blank, see? I need something, but I don't even know what it is. So good thing he's got a surprise for me because he's working undercover because I'm clueless too on the top. I don't know what I need, God, but you need to do something.
All right, Lord.
Yeah,
we ask you to bless her, Father God. In unexpected ways, Father God, bless her and Father God, show her that there is value in her. There's something valuable in her that needs to be even more developed, Father God. I just sense that there's something else that God wants you to do, but. Now you have to develop it, and he's going to guide you, Miss Angie. He's going to guide you in this. Your greatest season is yet to come. You know, he has things for you to do. And don't stand around waiting for it. Be proactive is what I'm sensing that the Lord is trying to tell you. Be proactive.
Now that would be
God.
A great thing.
Work
yeah,
with,
I'm trying to work with. I'm trying to be proactive, but I don't know what to be active in. I don't know where to put the pro in the activity or the activity in the pro.
you know, spend time with him in the quiet place and just listen. Just listen. Listen more than what you're speaking, and you'll be surprised. He'll tell you what to say. He'll tell you what to do. And sometimes we work ourselves up so much, and we think that it has to be this big production, and it's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. Just, you know, be still and listen to him. You know, I've done that this week, and I was like, Lord, I can't figure out how to do this. And I just spent time worshiping him, and bing, 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 you know, one thing behind the other, he told me what to do. And I was like, oh, wow. And I was so tired. I tell you, the day before I went to bed, and I said, Lord, I can't do this. I'm too tired. I don't even want to pray. I'm like, even my hair hurts.
I've had days like that, too. I've shoveled gravel crying in the driveway in 100-degree temperature. I don't know what we're doing here.
So I went to sleep. That's all I could do. I went to sleep. So, and I kid you not, it wakes me up really early. I got my sleep, and he wakes me up. Then I spend time with him, and that's when he starts speaking to me. And I'm like, oh. And here I was all fussing and, you know, not knowing what to do, all worried. I'm like, Lord. And it was so simple. Sometimes we hype ourselves up. We need to just be peaceful and calm in his presence. It ain't all that. He can speak to us in a gentle, quiet voice, but we just have to be still. Sometimes we're so hyped up from the work, from the day, from the things around us that, you know, we lose sight of what truly is what God wants from us. And he wants us, our time with him. And so we do a lot of talking, but we don't do a lot of listening. So I like what Brother Greg said. We listen. You know, we get more information by listening, being quiet. That's why we got two ears and one mouth. To hear more than speaking. Yeah. So, well, thank you, Lord, for the dancing. Thank you for her life. We just ask you, Father God, to give her the direction that she needs, Father God, because I just sense there's a lot of stuff in her that needs to be put in motion in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Father God, for what you're going to reveal to her in the secret place. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Danny, do you have anything for Miss Angie?
No, I have nothing else to add. I mean, I always enjoy talking to her.
Yes, we always do. We always love talking to you, Miss Angie. You make us laugh. You always give us information. You bring us up to date on things that are going on, and we are very appreciative of you. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you guys, too.
All right. Well, let me get moving to see who else is on the line, because I'm sure other
sure.
people want to.
Thank you, guys.
Get praised for.
Love
all
you.
Right. No, we
sending
love
you love and hugs.
Likewise, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Lord, provide me a computer because I don't like working on my phone. All right. The next caller is 240-482. Your name and where you're from.
Good evening. This is Valerie from North Carolina. How are you?
Hi. God bless you. All right, I'm not even going to mute you. I'll just pray for you because it takes too much looking through the phone. And I don't want to slip and do something to knock my phone off. All right, thank you, Lord, for Valerie. Thank you, Father God, for Valerie. We thank you for our sister, Father God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I heard setting some things in order. I sense that you're setting some things in order. And the Lord is helping you do that. I'm not sure quite what the setting of the things in order. But I think I'm sensing what I'm sensing is that the things that are being set in order have to come first before the latter can come. And so you're setting some things in order, and it is true, and it's God leading you to do these things. He's having you organize and set things in order. Set things in order, because there's other things that are coming after that. And I think you know what it's all about. So that's all I'm hearing, setting things in order. Amen. Miss Valerie, are you there?
Amen. I'm here.
Amen.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Praise the Lord.
I think what you were, the setting things in order, is so interesting, because I was going to just ask for prayer. I think I had asked for prayer about this before, but the possibility of switching jobs. And one of the things that I have, you know, like I have just the last, I don't know, it feels like it's been a year, I've been really just struggling on the job, like being able to focus and to get work done. It's just been a real trial. And so so I'm just now starting to feel like, okay, I'm finally starting to get a little bit better. I haven't seen a major improvement, but some improvement. And one of the things that I keep saying to myself is, I need to get everything in order. in my mind, I kid you not, because I've said to myself, you know, if I do leave, and I don't know if that's the case. It could be maybe leaving or maybe doing something else there, but I want to leave things well. And so, But I've said, you know, I've got to get all this stuff in order. I need to get things in order. I need to, you know, all the things that I have to do or should have already done. I definitely think that's probably it. But I also, on a personal level, like outside of work, I've got a lot of things to get in order. I've got taxes. I've got things to get to an attorney. I feel like my life is just very, not out of order, but just messy, you know, for lack of a better word. It's just kind of scattered.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? When you say that in your job, that you didn't have focus, what do you attribute that to, or do you know?
I don't know. It could be, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it could be a couple different things.
Something going on at work or at your personal, in your personal life that may be draining you?
I mean, I definitely have had a lot of stress post-divorce and just dealing with my ex-husband and the kids and all of that. But, you know, I think it could be, honestly, I think it could be like perimenopause or, you know, something like that, because I know that they say sometimes, you know, your ability to think, you know, I just feel like it's cloudy and it's hard for me to just concentrate. And, you know, it's just gotten worse, I would say, over the last 2 years.
Can I ask
I'm not really sure.
Do you go to bed
at a certain time, or you go to bed at any time?
I go to bed
at any time.
Do you
have a set time where you go to bed?
No, and that's something that I'm actually working on.
And why? Why?
Why
not?
You know, sometimes,
why don't you have a set time?
Oftentimes, I wait until, like, I feel like I, just to have some time to myself, I wait until the kids go to bed. And, you know, sometimes I'm just, I get distracted and it's hard for me to unwind, like to just, okay, stop my mind from running, go to bed, just stop what you're doing and go to bed. It's just very hard for me.
That's a woman thing, I think. But you can train yourself, and you can train yourself by starting to dim the lights in your home, or maybe get a dimmer and put the dimmer in your house where you can start lowering the lighting in your home so that the melatonin will start kicking in. If you have too many bright lights and you're under a lot of computer, you're looking at screens, that also doesn't allow you to get into a deep sleep at night. You should be, you know, maybe 2 hours before going to bed, already dimming things around the house. That way it starts helping your body to recognize that it's bedtime. And no working in your bedroom. When you go to your bedroom, make sure that it's dim, you know, those darker lighting. Years ago, I would put certain lighting in my bedroom. I don't put harsh lighting in my bedroom. And I put brighter light in the kitchen and in the living room so we could see what we're eating, you know. And so we have bright light where we need it, when we need it, and dimmer light when it's time to go to bed. Our bedroom should be preparing us for that time to go to bed. It shouldn't be for computers. I know many have heard this. The light it wakes you up. It kicks the melatonin back. But when you have dimmer lights and caffeine, another thing. If you're drinking caffeine, I wouldn't drink it past 12 o'clock at noon because then it's harder for you to sleep at night. Drinking water, hydrating, good water. We started investigating the waters out there. And there might be similar ones, but there's one that's called Essentia, and it's pH 9.5, I think it is. It is very good water, and so hydrating.
How do you spell that?
So good for Essentia. I believe they sell it in your local supermarket.
Okay.
I don't want to name the supermarket.
Okay, I'll look for that.
But we started drinking that, you know, we give you, Daniel and I, we give each other, you know, whatever we hear, we investigate it. And he's far in the Dallas area, and I'm upper Texas. And so we started investigating on all that stuff. And Danny, can you give her your testimony on the water? I mean, it is good. Are you there?
Yeah, just started the. Yeah, I'd seen some of those studies of the different waters and all that kind of stuff. So I went with this Essentia, and I used it even in my coffee and stuff. And the initial days, it was like my body was, like, reacting to it, more like a shock, you know, like a shock hit it. And now it's just a lot my system's smoother, everything's smoother, feel a whole lot better, you know. And it tastes good. It's not one of these that you know, strong. It tastes good. So that's, I think that's critical too. But yeah, so it's Essentia
it really
Plus,
is.
And now they have the quick quartz, and also they have the 20-ounce ones. So
yeah, so we drink
that.
We hydrate. Also, take vitamins. Make sure that I found this cute little box where you can put all your vitamins in. I leave it on my kitchen table to remind me that I have to take my vitamins. You know, we need vitamin D. If we work in offices, many people are lacking vitamin D. And so check with your doctor what levels you need to be taking. Vitamin D. Multivitamin. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs a multivitamin because our soils have been depleted. Drinking water. Going to bed at a certain time. Sometimes those little things can create a big thing. It was like the other day, I was so tired. And I just talking to the, because I talk to the Lord just like I talk to everybody else. I'm talking to the Lord and I'm like, Lord, I'm so tired. I need to go to sleep. I don't even want to pray. And I went to bed early. I went to bed early. And so we, instead of being on our phones, instead of being doing other things,
mm-hmm.
we have yes. more energy when you have your 8 hours of sleep. Some people need 9. Some people will sleep for 7. But if you don't have your hours of sleep, you can't function, and your thoughts are dragging.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking as quick. And it could be a simple fix as that. And so when you line up your body to sleep at the right time, I spoke about this some Saturdays months back about the circadian rhythm, that everything in the world has to follow that, the animals, the day, the night, everything. And so I found out that people that work at night tend to throw that off balance, because it's not normal for us to sleep at, stay up at night. And they found studies where nurses, this one nurse told me about it, and that's where I got curious about it, because she told me, you know, people that sleep, that work at night, the graveyard hours, many
mm-hmm.
get diabetes, because it's not
oh, wow.
meant for them to be. Yeah, and I'm like, that's not, and she goes, yeah. And so I investigated it, and sure enough, I found in studies about it. And it does make sense, because you're off when you're up at those hours. You're not yourself. You don't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go down with the sun and up, when you come, rise up with the sun, that's normal. There's been I remember, I don't listen to this gentleman, but I heard one testimony of him many years ago that he talked about, that he had gone to Germany, John Hagee. He said he mm-hmm. went to Germany, and he was with German shepherds, these German men that were shepherds. They were very old. They were in their 90s or something like that. And he asked them, you know, what made them so strong in their latter years. And they told them that they went down with the sun and they came up with the sun. Period.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You know, and when we break what's normal in our bodies, well, then we're going to pay a price for it. So get back to the natural stuff, eating more greens, eating, you know, as organic as you can get it, you know, that your pocket can't afford it. You know, eat
mm-hmm.
eat better. I see a lot of people eating too much fast food. We can make little changes. We can make little changes. Instead of getting
yeah.
the fries, get a side salad. Get a side salad.
Uh-huh.
You know, little changes. Instead of drinking soda pop, drink water or maybe bubbly water. Some people like that, you know, like the Perrier or things like that, and add
mm-hmm.
lemon to it, and you don't need the sugar. So, you know, we can make changes, and the changes have to be little by little, because if you try to make too many big changes, you don't stick to them. And with all the things that you want to bring to order, there's a bunch of good apps that will help organize your day. Even a simple note app, one of those the normal one that everybody has, the notes. You can add your notes
mm-hmm.
there and check it off, and do little things every day. Like I had to do a lot of things, and I have, you know, I don't have a lot of time, so I said, okay, I'm here griping that I can't finish doing all this. Well, let me take one thing at a time. maybe this week I'll tackle this, and next week I'll tackle that. And do you know, I did it all. I got my taxes done. I got everything done.
Oh, that's great.
Everything that I needed to do. And then that next week, it was self-care week. You know, what do my feet need? What do I need? What does my hair need?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to take care of yourself, love yourself in order to be able to love others. Because if you don't love yourself,
mm-hmm.
you're not being a good, you know, example of what it is to love,
yeah.
love others, right? So, you know, tackle priorities little by little, little task by little task. Go to bed early, get up early. You know, that might be a struggle at first because your body's not used to it. But handle,
mm-hmm.
try to handle that one and make sure that you get into the habit. It takes, they say, 21 days in order to have a break a habit. So it's going to take you a while to get into the habit of going to bed early. And whenever you have a chance, get that little nap or that, you know, even naps, 15-minute naps, they work wonders. Shut your eyes,
true.
And you can reboot. So we think that we need all this time, but we just need rest. Rest in the Lord. Spend time in worship. I can't tell you how worship, spending time in His presence, it just reboots you, and it makes
mm-hmm.
everything fall into the place. It puts everything in order. So, you know, doing the things in the natural, first put God first in, you know, spending time with Him. Even if it's just 15 minutes, if that's all you have. Lord, like in the morning, it's hard. I'm trying to get ready to put, you know, my clothes on and do this and do that. And at the same time, trying to keep the house as neat as I can so I don't have to deal with that later on. And I spend time with the Lord, and it doesn't have to be, you have to discipline yourself. It doesn't have to be a long time or a short time. You're constantly talking to Him in the car.
Yeah.
That's my prayer closet, the car.
Mm-hmm.
I pray in the car, you know. These are little ideas that make a big impact later on. So
I think that's great. I appreciate you sharing this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, work on the sleeping early and the water, and listen to this show again, and write down what you need to do. You know, sometimes the prophetic also helps by giving advice on the ways to, you know, to go about doing things. You know, that's God too. That's
mm-hmm.
God's ways of also ministering to people. So. Start doing that. I know I am. I'm trying to get more sleep because I never know how my day is going to go or if I have to work longer,
mm-hmm.
longer hours. So self-care, I'm learning that. Self-care. I feel so good. Even if it's just to fix your feet, fix your toenails, you know, do your hands, do your hair, put that lotion, that mask, you know, take care of yourself. Spend a little loving time for yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also from the inside out. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, you know, then, you know, sleep, water, and everything else. And all these other things will be added on.
Amen.
Amen.
Sounds like a plan.
You know,
yes, definitely.
I mean, it sounds like, yeah, I know all that, but sometimes, you know, talking like this helps
mm-hmm.
us to realize, oh, you know what? Yeah, I used to do that, and I forgot that I'm not doing that anymore. And so that's bringing things back in order.
I really agree. I think that it's like just being reminded of what's important, you know, getting the basics, getting on track with the basic things. Can
yeah.
go a long way.
It's not taking things in big chunks. It's little by little, knocking things little by little. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what I do. And what I have on this piece of paper, I put it on an app. If I can't finish it today, I'll finish it another day. But I put priority first. And then I knock down the other things. And it feels so good because I'm like, oh, I'm done. Oh, and I was like, oh, I thought it was a big mountain. And the mountain is nothing now. I got it all taken care of. You know, sometimes we drown ourselves in all the other stuff. And you're going to see that your kids are going to notice a difference in you. And they're going to feel good. Incorporate them into this too, going to bed early. They'll feel much better. They'll do much better in school too, getting into the rhythm of the same time of going to bed. I know that that's not possible all the time, but for the majority of the time, try to go to bed early. And people just don't understand, you know. You're early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes.
Danny, do you have
Thank
anything
you.
For Ms. Valerie?
No, I'm just, like I say, the waters work for me. And like I say, you know that when I get to sleep right, even my blood pressure is good in the morning. So it all relates one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, we need to stop worrying about the weight and just eating healthy. That'll come, you know, sometimes anxiety and all that stuff brings on weight. It slows us down.
Absolutely.
And deep breathing. Mm-hmm. And forget about the diets. Just eat healthy and portion control, period. That's it. Enjoy life. If you want that cheesecake, maybe not the whole slice, maybe a smaller slice, but you had it, and that's it.
Yes.
You know.
One of the things that, I guess, two things that have been kind of coping mechanisms for me, because I feel like I'm constantly in a state of stress, you know, just with, oh, I've got so much to do at work, I'm so behind, you know, and sometimes I feel so overwhelmed, I just avoid, you know, that's one of my coping mechanisms, and I know it's not a good one, but like avoidance, and then, you know, sometimes I will also, like eat when I'm stressed, you know, I mean, that's more kind of secondary or tertiary, but the avoidance and like, you know, that's just been, really detrimental. And it's just been, you know, that's been kind of a way for me to cope, but it's a vicious cycle, because it's like, well, I'm avoiding it, but then I'm still not getting done what I need to get done. So I just continue to be stressed, and
is all I have to say. Sometimes we avoid things, and I've been like that. Oh, I avoid because I don't know how to get started with it. And then once I get it started, I'm like, oh, that wasn't so bad. That wasn't so bad. I should have done it before. I waste the time just, you know, mental stress doing nothing but worrying, oh, how am I going to do this? Just do it. That's what I tell myself. Just do it. Don't talk about it. Just do it.
Yes.
Get moving. And I ask the Lord for help, of course. He's the one that helps me. I'm like, Lord, help me to get out of this rut. Ooh, you know, I'm stuck here. Help me. Help me get motivated. Everything I talk to the Lord, and I bring it in prayer. And he does. And I have, you know, and the enemy, he does hit me hard later on. But then I'm like, nope. God did it before. He's going to do it again. And it's been rough. It's been rough because it's hard work. But I'm getting things done, and I'm amazed. And sometimes we push ourselves. We're too hard on ourselves sometimes because we think that we have to do it. And you know what? Sometimes we're even more ahead of the game than the next person, and we don't realize it. We're just pushing, pushing, pushing. And you know what? That anxiety, that stress that we put on our bodies releases cortisol, which causes us to gain belly fat. Belly fat. Even I've seen it even in thin people.
And I'm like, how is that possible, Lord? But it's, that's what that hormone does. So we have to just breathe, deep breathing, breathe, just breathe. Even now, Lord, the breath of God, let it go in and out of us, Lord, and bring healing. You know, oxygen, and then go to bed. You know, maybe a nice cup of chamomile tea, relax, and get into the Word. You know what? It's amazing. The enemy likes to put you to sleep when you're reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely. You know, and then whatever you need to do, you know, you're able to do it and understand it better once you have rest. So rest is important. Back to the basics. Back to the basics.
Yes, thank you.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for Valerie. We thank you, Father God, because her help is you. You're the one that helps. You know, we cry out to you, and you help us, Father God. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You're always there for us, even in the small tasks. Father, tonight I pray that you give my sister sweet sleep, her whole family sweet sleep, that you cover their home with the sweetness of sleep, that they wake up feeling so good in the morning, revived, that they wake up early, Father God, and that they have the energy to do much. But Father, I just pray that, Father God, you give her balance so that she doesn't overdo it when she does have energy and strength, Father God, that she'll have balance not to overwork herself. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Danny, do you have anything for me, Sister Valerie?
No, I've pretty much covered everything. We're good. Amen.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much. God bless you all both.
God bless you. I pray that you have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller, 404-453. Did I? Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of these numbers look similar.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Madeline Carmen. How are you?
Hi, Miss Madeline. All right, let me pray for you. I'm not going to mute you. All right. Thank you, Father God, for Madeline, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the heart you've given her, Father God. The heart that she shares with others, the heart of God that she shares with others, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for that love, that desire to give freely, because freely she has received, freely she's giving. She's giving away. And the more she gives away, the more you give back to her. I thank you, Lord, for those rivers of living water that flow through her, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yavoshe Tandalane Kiririan Dorodo Koriria Taravakaravoshandalanaka. Thank you, Jesus. That even in the times when it's hard, she still gives. She still gives because she has the heart of God to give. And she knows that the time is quickly approaching for the return of the Lord. And she knows that time is ticking. Time is ticking. But that she's sharing what's in God's heart. She's sharing what's in God's heart, which is more important than anything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see you prioritizing. Prioritizing because you know that the time is coming in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for her heart to share. Thank you, Jesus. Ben, do you have anything for Ms. Madeline?
Yeah. He took me to, I'm in Philippians 4:4.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoice in the Lord always. again, I will say, rejoice. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
How are you, Miss Madeline?
Oh, amen. I tell you, the show and the word that goes forth and just being ourselves, everything you said and the other woman that was on, that was so true. We just have to prioritize and just give God his time. No more Martha's, you know, set the feet of Jesus. And it's so right, Carmen. I have been prioritizing, and my concern has really been about the love of God and Jesus and what's going on. And basically, I've been seeing men and women, you know, especially women our age. I just celebrated a birthday, and I tell you, can I just share this little dream that I had? And I've been excited ever since. Oh, and about the last time I talked to you, yes, it was young men that I was ministering to. And it was sons, and they were coming up. Even at the church, the Spirit of the Lord was so strong that one man was just crying. And
wow.
I stood in the gap of his mom, and all I said is, I forgive you. I knew you were going to do that. And he was just screaming, Mom, I'm sorry. He was, and so the other man came over, the usher came over to console him and just, yeah.
Oh.
And it hit him too. And so the young men were coming and they were falling out. They were just crying. And I was able to talk to them. And the first thing one of them that was crying out for his mom, he had been abusive to his wife, you know, emotionally and physically. And he got so angry because it was their anniversary and they wanted them to come up and, you know, and pray and do that. And he said, no, he will not. And so they all, you know, just start covering him. And I watched him and as he went out. And so I told him and all the men that was around, I said, God tells us to love our wives as yourselves. I said, if anything she's doing wrong, and by what she's brought up, what she's seen, what she's going through, I said, privately take her aside and say, honey, look, da-da-da. You got to ask God to wait to talk to people, because sometimes we just think that the part of submission and dominance and control is like Jesus paid for all that. And I said to him, I said, you don't do that. I said, you study your word and you go before God and talk to him about how you feel and how you teach her the right ways of God by your chase right behavior. If the love of God is not in you, there's no way you can quote God's word and say Jesus as a snap of a finger or a look to make somebody controlled. That's not going to happen. This is too much of this. And so he listened and he calmed down. And I said, you stop that. I said, you read your word and find out who you are in him and release. And then you talk to your wife. She see your behavior change. She will serve you. She said, I said, but she's not your slave. I said, because if the love of God is not in us, how are we going to speak the word of God to anybody? How are you going to do that? How are you going to make somebody? So, but getting to the dream, so the prophet said, was all these young men, they were around. I was like their mama, and they go like, whoa. I said, stop raping your wives in the congregation, in the streets, in the family, in the home. I said, don't do that. God's not doing that to us. And especially you, if you're angry, you can get angry, but don't sin. Don't do something you don't want done to you. So before my birthday, on that night, I had such a peace. I was like you. I just said, Lord, I want to wake up and put the house in order. I want to do some things, you know, because I'm working too. And, you know, I get tired too. And I said the same thing. Lord, can you help me, you know, with this? And so he gave me the strategy of what to do. And so I was dreaming that my husband and I were together on, it was like at night, it was on a road. And ahead of us could see a person like come out of the, near some woods. It was just dark. Mm-hmm. And only the lights was the headlights of the vehicle. And so I said, I was looking, and in my heart I said, just like you said, I give a lot. And I said, Lord, what can I give this homeless person? I said, shall I give him money? Shall I give him food? Lord, what to do? What shall I give him? And so as we got closer, the man stepped out and he had on this tunic, and I saw him closer up, and like I was on the driver's side, I mean the passenger side on the right side. And then I said, I see him, and he put up his right hand, and at the side of him was this emerald green light. And it was shining, and he put his hand up, and he was talking to me in the spirit, and it was light. Then it, we can see, I can see where we were. We couldn't come any further. If we had gone 1 inch, we were up on a narrow road, and there was no continuous road. We would have been killed. You know, we would have ended. And and so I told my husband, I said, reverse back, go back, slowly go back. And so he did. And so we wind up back on the street with cars and people. And I was talking to my husband. And then I was able to see he had on a beige like tunic. He was about 6 feet. He was strong, and he had a black beard, and his skin was black. And I was telling my husband about it. I said, hallelujah. I was screaming, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I said, he's black. And then it changed, and I was with my son. And in to make it short, the road that we were on, I was guiding them, you know. And I was putting so much trust in the Lord that I didn't fear the light. I didn't fear. I saw a mountain lion when my son was riding on the motorcycle with his wife. And I was looked like a veggie tail. I was just riding. I was just watching everything. The mountain lion didn't move. Then we passed the bear. And then my son went up this mountainside. Instead of going to the left to keep straight, he went that way. I said, no, there's a drop-off. And a woman came out, like a island woman, and I said, how do you get back to the rest of the people? We're just trying to get back to the resort to retreat. And she said it was a grayish slate blue tunnel. And I said, it's a tunnel. I said, but there's no water. And I said, the water will come again. And so then we met some other people, and this lady said, I know you. She said, you taught me. I remember you teaching me. And I said, is it something I can give you? do you need anything? And she smiled. She said, no, I go to a Christian school, but you helped me a lot. And that's when I woke up. And that was the best birthday present from the Lord because he gave me peace in my heart. To doing his will, I don't have to worry about naysayers or the flesh of things. This is not the time. It's joyful about it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I had.
When he leads us, we walk out in faith and, you know, step out in faith. And whether we mess things or not, he's there to help us anyway. The thing is, we're in him. And when we're in him, it's all good.
It is.
Whether we mess up or not.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the truth. That's the truth.
He'll show it.
That was, that was so on point because I am a giver and I give the word. And the Lord is always talking and seeing. And then he sent me to Matthew 13. And before that, he was saying about his right hand. You know, he upholds his right hand. So I just knew, you know, it was just wonderful. And he answers us. You know, he don't forge himself, but when we come to him as little children and worshiping, and that was my heart too. The church, the body, not being divided like it is, light to light. All kinds of stuff is going on. And people are dying and not hearing the gospel or not in the place we should be. It's just take a moment and reevaluate. Ask God to show us our heart, you know, and what's not like him. And then our testimony, we can talk to the world and those he'll send us because we are to let the light shine and show the good work that we'll glorify him. And he needs to be glorified by us and together, individually, corporately, around the world. We need to worship him for who he is and what's about to happen, that the people, young and old, that they can know that he's on his way back, and I really believe that. And so we just need to do our work. We just need to be about his business and rejoicing. And so as Paul, when we go through the infirmities, when David cried out to God, you know, he worshiped God in the midst of. And so I know what that's like. And so, I was... What you say before and then today, it's right on point. And I bless y'all, and I thank y'all for being there. And everybody, Randy, what he got going on, it just excites me. Like, okay, I'm up and going again. Okay, you thought you slowed me down. And so even
pray
the eating habit. I do. I do. It's what we call to do. Yeah, it tries to stop us, to slow us, to hinder, to block. We do have to look at our eating habits. Our rest is important. And stop trying to keep up with the world. Be content with what you have. And then you're faithful. God promised he will restore. And yeah, he gives you, and the other lady, God have given land and houses and cars. I'm one of them, and I've been seeing him do it. And it's real. It really is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. It's so awesome to hear what's going on with you. The Lord really was using you, and he's going to continue using you because you are a willing vessel. You're constantly giving. You're not stagnant waters. You're constantly flowing. And the more you give out, the more he gives in.
And I just see, because I've been there where there wasn't anything, but I was so grateful to him being my Lord and that I could talk to, and he promised me what he was going to do, and he hasn't failed me. And but I don't look for it. I just tell someone else to have that mustard seed. If it's that small, keep that hope mm-hmm. in your heart. Don't, you know, be around those to encourage, because we're to encourage one another in the mm-hmm. faith. And, you know, and spiritually, physically, health. And it's a wonderful life that God has given us when our focus is on Him. And so when we go through, He told us it's not because of you, it's because of me in you. You know, they'll see you from afar off, but I got excited when I saw, and he with his right hand, he lifted it up. And he was stopping, definitely stop. And I was looking at him, but I didn't recognize him until we got back. And then I just started shouting and screaming, and my husband was driving, and he was laughing. Yeah.
Wow.
He was laughing.
So,
yeah.
And that's what Scripture says, you know, that whatever you do unto others, that you have done unto me. So
yes.
He could be yes. in a woman, a man, a child,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
anything,
yes.
and you're doing it unto the Lord. You're doing it unto
yes.
the Lord.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lord. Danny,
this
do you have anything
good.
For Madeline?
No, I've enjoyed listening, though.
Hi, Danny. Thank you for listening. Bless you, Danny. Yes, bless you. It's always good. I like how you come out with the word as well with the prophecy, because that's what I was born again on, the word. He'll take me to it. That he'll let me know. Yeah, that's me.
There you go.
And, yeah, so when
you know,
came
I got
out
a testimony
word,
right
say,
now.
Yep, that's it.
When I began the show, I mm-hmm. had a huge headache. My head was mm. splitting, but I said, "No, Lord, I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep
Amen.
On doing it." You know, and I tell you, the enemy just put in me such drowsiness
yeah.
that I was fighting it, and it's all clear.
Oh.
It moved. It all moved.
Look at that.
Amen.
He said.
The drought, it was like the enemy was trying to weigh me down.
Yes.
And
yes.
No. Wow.
Yes.
It's all gone. It's gone.
It is. Amen. That's a blessing. Because he said anytime we come together in him, there's signs, there's miracles. We just have to reach up and receive it, because that's
yes.
good. The enemy couldn't take his beloved down. And Carmen, you're his beloved, and you're honest, and you're straightforward, and you acknowledge when you don't know. That's the thing that
mm-hmm.
I told one person, that they were doing something, and they told me that, you do this, you do that. And I said, no, let me tell you, what I just did was me. That was my thought. I'll let you know if it's the Lord. And if you're close with the Lord, you will know in your heart, not in your head. You're trying to get something that you're not willing to labor for. What I was saying, I just, you know, said we should do this, you know. And I let people know. When it's the Lord, when it's myself, when I heard, what I read, you know, identify. And
mm-hmm.
not, you know, make yourself bigger and better than that, because people put their trust in you. They be getting upset because the enemy be talking to their head, you know, saying, oh, they did it for this one, they didn't do it for that. No. We point them to Christ. We let the light shine. And so by us being together on this, the enemy had to do nothing but flee. And I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
He can't be hitting you in your head or anywhere.
Yeah.
And don't think that it's easy. Sometimes, you know, when you
it
minister,
is.
you get attacked because you're getting what you guys are getting, and we're feeling it ahead of time. So,
yeah,
I praise the Lord.
So
you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the enemy will try to bring discouragement.
Mm-hmm.
He'll try to bring so many things to, you know, stop you from doing what it is that God wants you to do.
That's
so,
the truth.
You know,
that's the truth.
Pressing forward with Him, He gives you, you know, the strength to overcome.
Amen.
But you have to believe. You have to believe. And because I know how the enemy is, I'm like, no, it's important for me to be here. I need to be here because He wants me to minister to Him. He'll take care of the rest. If I can't, He'll take care of it. Yeah, if
that's
I can, He'll take care of that.
Yes, He will.
I'm not perfect, let me tell you. Right, Danny? I'm not perfect. I'll second that.
But that's what makes it perfect, that the timing and the testimonies, because yesterday that happened to me. I began to not feel good, and I walked over there to my husband, and I said, pray for me. I'm not feeling good. And he started to pray. And I was in agreement with the prayer. And it left. It didn't take me. But the blessed part, he told me, the Spirit of the Lord said, told me to go over there and drink a little warm cider and just relax. And I did. And it was gone. It didn't take me over. But prayer changes things, and we got to get back to prayer and constantly pray. So I'm praying for you as well. I love you all, that everyone that I've heard and seen, you know, heard rather on the show has been so caring and so prophetic in what God is doing. And you talk about yourselves and what's overcome and what happened and how close you are together when you pray for one another and acknowledge one another instead of saying, it's you again. You know, so I appreciate you, and I love Randy and his family, and I keep them gifted. Just awesome. I'm so glad I've been a part.
Yes, I think we're all growing together.
Yeah.
From the years that I've
been,
you know, doing PGN and listening to PGN, I've heard that everybody's been changing. They sound different. We all are maturing and together as a body, you know.
Yeah.
And thank God for Prophet Randy. And the way that he teaches us, you know, it's very different from other places, let me tell you. But we are growing. We are growing. We are growing. Thank you, Jesus, for that. All right, Madeline.
All right.
Well,
now,
thank you for
calling. We can always talk. God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Good night.
Danny, were you going to say? Okay. All right. Okay, let me see. All right, God bless you. You have a wonderful week, sis. All right, the next caller. If the call, the airtime is getting close, I'll still talk to you. It may not record, but I'll still talk to you. All right, 111111. Your name and where you're from?
Hi, it's Barbara.
Oh, Miss Barbara. All right. Let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Miss Barbara. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's almost like I see a picture of you holding like a teapot and serving the tea of the word. The word is like you're serving up the word. It's like a teapot, almost like you're having a tea party or something, that you're sharing the word of God. And I don't know, maybe it's one person, maybe it's more than one person. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And we know that you're in the midst, that you're using her and touching her and using her for your glory to minister
to those around her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, because you're teaching her how to do it in a friendly way and in even unusual ways. And we thank you, Father God, for that. Danny, do you have anything from this? Sister Barbara?
Yes. He has been over here in Psalm 37:18. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, Miss Barbara, how are you?
Excited, happy. Lord, I got so much joy, and with it, I got my happiness. And I said, look, like the more I pour out and give out, I heard such good reports today. And,
really?
And just like I'm talking to you guys, I've been so uplifted because of the vitamins and the different ways of health that I've been dealing with and my, just the water and how I eat. And I was just thanking God and just dancing and telling the Lord that, Lord, I just love you. I'm so happy. I said, you put the right people on at the right time. And the show had just, I started out a little late, but it was just so spontaneous and awesome. It was just great. And so I'm just encouraged.
You're living proof of what we're talking about, right?
Yes. All the vitamins, because I remember Papa Randy used to say something about my health, about the way that I eat and think. And I just tell them at night that, Lord, I'm resting in your presence. And they want to know, what is it that you're doing to yourself? And then I heard y'all talk about the vitamin D, because I am on 50,000 milligrams.
Oh, wow. That's through your doctor, right?
Ma'am?
Yeah. Through your doctor? Your doctor told you to do that?
Yes. When they do my blood work, they have me on nothing but vitamins. And I guess that's why I felt like that I never had COVID. And I took others and I worked the altars at the church, over 10,000 people, but I never had COVID.
Nobody's
gonna go to everybody, so they stand in my line, and the line goes out through the door, and I'm like, "Are all these people waiting on us?" Because once I train them how to prophesy and minister, they'll hear me, and then I want to be on your team. I said, "Look, I can't. No, three is enough on the line, because then that makes us have to go longer because each one got a word." So.
Oh, wow.
So I think the prayer has to start listening to what I say, because people be hitting the floor, falling out, under the anointing. And I be like, and so I send the other two as I go on and try to finish the line, because everybody that's in line, the line is from one end of the building for people to minister. So you get to go to two people, sometimes three. And, and we fill up each line. We fill up each person has to get a person. And so sometimes in our little group has three right here, two right here, three right here. And so they're constantly coming when we finish one. And then I look down the road, nobody's standing at those ladies to minister to them. They're waiting on us. And I said, oh, God, see, Lord, this is, I said, Lord, now you got to fix this. I'm no confusion. We got to keep the peace. But this is everywhere, the favor of God,
Yes, yes, yes.
They just love it. They love me.
Wow, imagine what you can do when you minister to all of them and show them all how to go about ministering to others. Wow, it's going to be electrifying. Wow, it is already.
Well, I do have an engagement tomorrow. I got a call before I called in the show and asked, am I okay? Can you do the show? Can you do the church tomorrow? And I said, sure. And so I said, Lord, let me set the clock at 5 because I have to be there at 9. So, but as you were talking about the sleep, I was just so encouraged. Y'all kept me smiling the whole time and praising God.
That's
So well, let's pray for you because you're going to minister tomorrow, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Miss Barbara, Father God. We just pray that you touch her, that you let her discernment be so high that, Father God, that when people come close to her to ask for prayer, that she'll have such discernment as to how to help these people, Father God, and what to pray for them and how to target her prayers, Father God, so that she can attack whatever is attacking them. And I pray, Father God, that whatever message you have for her to be a timely word, a word that is powerful, a word that is that will transform lives. I pray that it be a good word that will touch even men's heart. That sometimes, you know, men can be tough, Father God, and they act tough on the exterior, but I pray that you give her a message that would touch the hearts of these men, Father God, the head of homes, Father God, in a special way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch her, use her, even her voice, her tone of voice, the way that she looks at it, it'd be all used for your glory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Danny, do you have anything to pray or say for Miss Barbara?
Yes, Lord, we also give you all the glory, the honor, praise, Lord, and that she stands before these people, Father God. Let your light shine through her eyes, Father God. If she makes eye contact, let them know it's you, Father God. That's just using her as a vessel, Lord. Let them feel it, Father God, individually, each to his own, whatever it's specific for each person, Father God. Let them know that it is you, Father God, working through Ms. Barbara, Lord. And we bless her, Father God, for her devotion, Lord, for her dedication to you, Lord, and just continue to use her, Father God, protect her, Father God, from any acts of the enemy, Lord. We just lift her up, Father God, and we keep her in prayer. She goes out amongst others, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Protect her even from unseen things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We declare and decree Psalms 91 over everyone on the show tonight and those that are listening and are going to listen, Lord. We pray those promises over each and every one of them for protection over them and their families in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right. Amen. Is there anything else you'd like prayer for or another testimony?
That was beautiful. It was beautiful by itself, the whole show. I just felt so encouraged and loved and not, you know, and just really protected, you know. And I was thanking the Lord for you guys, and the Lord told me to call in because I wasn't going to push one. And, you know, and I had a procedure done. So I had